Now, to make it, to fill out the other side, over here is Jesus. If you put your faith in Jesus to make you okay, then it's a gift. It's not up for grabs anymore. See, if you put your faith in any of these things for your life, for value, it's always up for grabs. You could always lose it at any minute. If you accept the gift, it's cement. It's not up for grabs anymore. And if you put your faith in Jesus for your life, it's going to affect how you act. If you're already okay because of what Christ has done, and someone around you needs money, you don't have to hang on to your money to prove you're okay. You could even give some money away to help that person. You could even be honest with how you feel. You could even stop doing all those good things you're doing and resenting them, okay, and start doing the things that Christ has you doing. You could even let go of all your good works to prove how good of a Christian you are, how good of a person you are, and just do what arises out of your relationship and your dependence on Christ. I think that this is the right fight to fight. Most of us fight, what should I do? Okay, what should I do? What should I do? Should I do this? Have I done enough? Should I stop doing that? Have I done it too long? Okay, I think the right fight is, who am I going to believe? Who am I going to believe? Where am I going to put my trust? And if you put your trust on this side, what feelings do you have that you couldn't talk about? What feelings or problems? Now, you could even be as much of a mess as you are and admit it, because your value isn't based on how well you've been able to convince everybody else that you're not a mess. It's not up to you anymore. It's out of your hands. The ultimate out of your hands statement is what Jesus said on the cross. It is finished. You know what that means? It's over. It's not up to you. It's not up to you. Once you accept that, you could even be a mess and admit it in front of all these people and get the help that God is waiting to give you, because he promised he would if you depended on him, you see. So you want a formula? There's a formula. You want a try harder thing? Try hard to believe here. There aren't a lot of try hards in the Bible. We've turned them into a lot of try hards. But the only try hard that I can find in the Bible is try hard to believe in God. And you know what? He'll produce things in your life. Here's the person that produces their things, and they should be tired, and you should burn out doing this. All those feelings of tiredness and being burned out are there to say, give up. But that's not the American way, and that's not the evangelical way. The American way is to try harder. So instead of taking this hint here that says, boy, am I tired, I don't feel like doing this, and giving up, we try harder, and we try harder, and we try harder, and we get trapped. So that's how you can demoralize feelings. You can demoralize feelings by realizing that how I feel doesn't make me a good Christian or not a good Christian, or a good person or not a good person. Has nothing to do with it.